Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And joining us now, Bob Eddy, Steve Molesky, a guy who does it as well as anyone from USA Today. He's future Hall of Fame baseball writer, longtime friend. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Bob Nightingale. Bob, what's happening?
Good. How you doing, Bob? Hey, Steve.
Hey, Bob.
All right, Bob. Start off with this one. Get it out of the way. Up until, say, a week ago, had you any idea what a torpedo bat was? And what do you think of one now that we're about 7-8 games into the season here?
No, I didn't tell you. I wasn't aware of it, but I remember talking to Craig Counsell the other day, and he says someone asked him why it takes so long for the torpedo bat to surface, and Counsell says, why did it take so long for you guys to figure out there was one? There's been one around for a long time. And I think it's so overblown. I mean, you know, it was the Brewers pitching. It wasn't torpedo bats. I mean, Brewers gave up, 15 home runs in that series. They go back home and give up 11 runs to the Royals. Yankees, now with the Brewers out of town, Yankees strike out 30 times the next 2 days against the Diamondbacks. And then, you know, Zach Gallen strikes out 13 of them. So, no, I think it's just a little phase here, and hey, some guys like it, some guys don't, but it's not going to change anything.
Yeah, De La Cruz uses one in Cincinnati. They've lost 3 straight games, 1-0. But I guess one of the early surprises in a negative way, Bob, is the Braves. They're 0-7, and, you know, this is a team that, you know, I thought was going to win the National League East, and they still may, still a lot of baseball left to be played. But why the early struggle, still overcoming some injuries in Atlanta for sure, but 0-7, obviously not where they want to be at this point in time.
No, you got to look too is who they played. I mean, they played the Padres on the road, the Dodgers on the road. You know, these go 0-7 against those two teams who may be the two best teams in baseball. So, you know, they're not hitting. So, you know, byproduct probably of those two pitching staffs. You know, a little bit of struggles too offensively, but you know, they've been mowed down. And, of course, you know, the Turks and Profar thing hurts them immensely. They didn't spend much money in the offseason. They gave him $42 million, you know, and now they're not going to have him for 80 games, and who knows what he'll look like, you know, now that he's not on the juice. So we'll see, but I still think they'll be fine.
Bob, Oriole fans are excited. They hope over the next year or two, maybe sooner, to see some of their young guys locked up long-term, like some of these deals that have happened in recent days. What do you make of the spate of signings recently? Is this like a new trend in the game?
Well, I mean, all those were being negotiated during spring training, just kind of get it done before opening day. I'm sure the Orioles will love to do a bunch of signings like the Padres did with Jackson Merrill. That was an absolute steal. I mean, this guy should have won the Rookie of the Year last year. Tremendous center fielder, but particularly having never played the position before. And, you know, to get him locked up at just $15 million a year average, hey, the Orioles, I'm sure, will tell all their young guys, hey, look at this. Why don't you guys do the same thing? And they're not going to do it. I mean, the Players Association tried to talk Jackson Merrill out of signing that contract.
So Oriole fans get concerned with Scott Boras. I'm sure you hear this from media and teams, all the teams. He represents Gunnar Henderson, Jordan Westberg, Jackson Holliday. He even represents Vance Honeycutt, their first-round draft pick last year from UNC. Will Scott Boras allow his clients, or will his clients sign before free agency? There's so much concern, Boras and his young talent.
And they haven't in the past. There's been a couple of cases where, you know, the player says, you know, I don't care what you think, Scott, I'm signing this contract. I mean, I think people forget, you know, that Scott Boras works for the player, and they can do what they want. they can change agents. They can tell Scott, hey, you can be my agent, but I'm signing this deal. But what he advises all of his guys is, oh, hey, go year by year. It's you can make a lot more money that way. And some of the Scott Boras clients have signed contracts where it buys out the arbitration years, but very, very few have ever bought out even 1 year of a free agency.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky. On this Featured Artist Friday, it's Aerosmith talking some baseball. Orioles in Kansas City, weather permitting tonight. Anyway, as Gunnar Henderson expected to make his return to the Orioles lineup. Right now, Toronto's 5-2 on the year, and as Steve brought up contracts, Bob, Vlad's been offered multiple deals. He has declined multiple deals. Does Vladimir Guerrero Jr. get something done in season, or is this an issue that could get a little more interesting than it already is over the next few months here?
I think he signs. There's no deadline. I mean, he said, okay, first day of spring training, then they're talking back and forth all spring. I don't think they're that far apart, more of a deferred payment type thing. We'll see. I think there's a lot of pressure on the Blue Jays to do something because there's so much negativity surrounding that team. The fact that, you know, they haven't done anything in the playoffs. They do have a big payroll, popular guy. And, you know, the front office last year, their contracts too. So I think they eventually get it done. If not, it'll be interesting because they, you know, people can see him either with the, you know, with the Red Sox or the Mets. I don't know if he'd go anywhere else. He's already said he's not signing with the Yankees. But I think he ends up with the Blue Jays. I really do.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Bob, those of us that cover a local team, you know it. You've been there. You get in that fishbowl, man. That's all it is, Orioles 24/7. It's nice to hear national guys like yourself and get an outside perspective or a 30,000-foot view, you know, that when you're in it, you don't get. Along those lines, how do you think Mike Elias is seen nationally, the job he's done so far and the job that still needs to be done?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, high praise for the drafts and development. They picked the right guys and, you know, following the same exact blueprint as when he was with the Astros as the assistant GM there, where, you know, hey, you lose some, you know, million games a year, but it's going to pay off in the long run. Now, what he hasn't done is taken the next step, and I think this is where he'll get criticized, is falling in love too much with his prospects and young guys. Like, hey, at some point, you got to trade those guys for pitching help. The Astros did that. They got Garrett Cole from the Pirates. They traded for Justin Berlander of the Tigers, and you know they created a dynasty there. Six, seven straight ALCS appearances, four World Series appearances. So I think at some point, as much as it may pain my guys to do, you're going to have to trade some young talent to get some pitching help, particularly if you're not going to buy it in free agency, which you haven't done.
Most likely pitcher to be part of said Oriole pursuit, knowing that every team, I guess, Bob, will be making a run at insert pitcher A here. Who's the first to go in that one?
For pitchers?
Pitchers. Who's the big name ticket that could be on the move first?
Yeah, I mean, so it goes back to Luis Castillo of the Mariners. I think people talk about Dylan Cease and Michael King of the Padres, but hey, when you're 7-0 like they're playing, and they plan to be playing in October, I don't see how in the world you can do it. So I think they're just going to have to sit back and wait for maybe some teams that thought they were going to be contenders, fall down and then go from there. So it's too early to say what pitcher. I mean, obviously, I think say if you're going to pick one right now, be Sandy Alcantara for the Marlins. He's the guy everybody wants, and so there's certainly no reason for the Marlins to hang on to him because they're rebuilding every facet of the game.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.